Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we cover TRIES. Reg. 1.168 I-6, a Treasury regulation from the year 2004. This rule governs how depreciation works when property is bought in a Section 1031 like-kind exchange or a Section 1033 conversion. Here is the key idea. When you trade property in a like-kind exchange, the new property has two parts of value. One part is the basis you brought from the old property. The other is the extra money you paid above that. These two parts get their own appreciation rules. The first part, called the exchange basis, keeps the old property's remaining life. If the old building had 39 years left to depreciate, the same part of the new property follows that schedule. No changes, no bonus depreciation, it just continues as before. The second part, called the excess basis, is treated as brand new property. It gets a fresh start. Its recovery period begins on the day you acquire the replacement. If the timing lines up, this part might qualify for bonus depreciation. That is a big tax benefit, but only the excess basis part. Why is this important for you? After a like-kind exchange, a cost segregation study must split the new property's value into these two pools. The study finds the short life components in the excess basis. These could get bonus depreciation. At the same time, the study confirms the old schedule for the exchange basis. This two-pool method is how you capture the full tax benefit. Before 2004, these rules were unclear. Treasury Decision 9115 tried to fix that. But the final rule in TRES, Reg. 1.168 I-6, made it official. It created a system where each part of the new property's value has its own path for depreciation. In a cost segregation study, this means two steps. First, the study allocates the exchange basis to the same asset classes as the old property. These keep their original recovery periods. Second, the excess basis is split into classes like 5 years, 7 years, 15 years, or 39 years. The short life parts in the excess basis may qualify for bonus, but the exchange basis parts cannot. This rule does not let you apply bonus to the whole new property. Only the extra money paid gets the fresh start. If a study ignores this and treats everything as new, it overstates the bonus eligible amount. That is a mistake. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's basis pools were tracked, check the legal section of your report.